Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday, the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As President Biden made Vice President Harris his border czar, nothing has been announced to correct the humanitarian crisis at the border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau is reporting Kamala has announced trips to Central America.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do. In a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the president of Mexico, the president of Guatemala. We have, well, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the works to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday.
Guatemala has a population of 16.5 million people. Mexico, 127 million folks. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, if, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And it, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond like 3 or 4 races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And by you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. You know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine tune on these places. America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously Indianapolis road course, have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I like what Megan Barth had to say about all the lockdowns that we've been going through as it relates to COVID-19. 15 days to flatten the curve, 400 days plus to flatten our economy. It has been beyond devastating, and the question is, well, where is the science? I mean, everything's about the science, except when it's not about the science. Well, the president of American Commitment, Phil Kirpin, joins us now to talk about these COVID lockdowns. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Okay, bottom line, is it or is it not working?
The lockdowns had no positive effect on virus outcomes, and it's pretty clear now that that's the case. I think the starkest example we've got is the comparison between Florida and California. Florida's been completely open for 7 months now, zero statewide restrictions. California has been under some variety of lockdown continuously through all of that time, and Florida has better virus outcomes in that time period and basically has equal virus outcomes overall since this thing started with California. That should not be possible if the things we supposedly know work actually worked. And,
exactly.
It's the same if you look at counties next to each other that have different policies on masks and lockdowns, or if you look at states next to each other. We've got these waves that have risen and fallen essentially in sort of a seasonal regional pattern, and the policies that we impose have really no detectable, discernible effect on the virus outcomes. But what they do, Bill, is they add massive additional suffering, economic suffering, educational suffering, social emotional suffering on top of the virus harms, which you still get anyway.
Exactly. The psychological damage is immense. I spoke with a psychologist the other day. We were breaking this down, and it's so severe. And what I've been most concerned about, Phil, oh, by the way, just anecdotally, you know, I'm based out of Florida, so I've been experiencing the liberties of Florida and an exceptional governor here, regardless of what 60 Minutes would like to purport. And I have children back in my home state where I was, you know, born and raised in California, and I was just there recently. And it's the difference between night and day. Kind of like DeRoy Murdoch, what he had to say when he left New York and came to Florida for CPAC. He said, Bill, you know, this was like, you know, like I was going in the dark ages, you know, seeing the Berlin Wall on one side where it was dark and the other side was light. And I wanted to stay in the light. And as it was, he extended his stay here in Florida for 13 days so that he could enjoy the freedom and reluctantly get back to New York where he's based out of. But, you know, that's the harsh reality, as you say. I mean, you know, whether it's zip codes you're talking about, certain local governances, the way they're handling this, you know, very responsibly, some, you know, but what I'm concerned about is the psychological damage and the setup down the road. Because if America, 330 million people, could be so easily duped in a sense to surrender their liberties to a draconian government. And this is what the exercise has been. I mean, what's going to happen for the next pandemic or the next crisis that comes down the road, Phil?
Well, I think that's why it's so important. You know, I think, look, I think we're towards the end of this now, even in the worst places, because the vaccines mm-hmm. appear very effective, and I think there's fatigue in the more locked down places, and I think over the next few months we're going to exit this in most places. But, you know, we cannot afford to stop banging the drum on all the stuff we've been talking about for the very reason you just said. We cannot allow exactly. them to act as if these policies were justified or successful in any way, or they're going to become normal. And we're going to get them again
yeah.
and again and again.
Well, that's what I'm concerned is that, the Congress may put together some sort of commission, some faux commission, and come up with, some desired outcome that supports these draconian measures. We really need an independent third party that doesn't involve Facebook, it doesn't involve Twitter or any of those characters who want to control the narrative. If that's even possible, Phil, because we need to really analyze. Go ahead.
We've got something very powerful on our side, which is the truth. And
they have always the truth. Yes.
Platform, mm-hmm. and they have the political power, and they have all the they've got the universe. I mean, they have more assets than you can imagine. But arraying all of that against a simple chart that shows that California hasn't done any better than Florida, how do you refute that if you're that?
Exactly.
On some level, the truth speaks more powerfully than any of the resources they can muster to try to justify what they've done.
Well, what makes it so difficult is you have the left is so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson wrote, that they've rendered themselves stupid. So you can't have a conversation with them. It's kind of like the other night. I don't know if you happen to catch this, but Dan Bongino and Geraldo Rivera talking about what was going on in Minneapolis. And I mean, here it is. You have somebody who reports on things of culture, what's happening in the street and police. And then you have somebody who's actually, a law enforcement experienced person. And my goodness, I mean, there was no other than watching, two grown men, trying to battle it out. It was like, Geraldo just did not want to engage any kind of common sense or reason to advance the conversation that would have benefited the audience. All we came away from is, okay, well, here it is. Here's the left and right, yelling at each other, but nothing getting accomplished. What a waste of time.
One of the challenges we've got, and this is especially, I mean, it's true about all of these issues, but it's certainly especially mm-hmm. true about COVID, is people do get sort of ideologically blinded and sort of bought into things in a way that you're just not going to disabuse them no matter how many facts you bring to bear. And, there's certainly a big percentage of the population that will never be convinced that lockdowns weren't effective because they think they did this great, wonderful thing and they saved lives hiding in their basement. You're not going to convince someone that they did that for no reason. They're not going to admit it to themselves. But I don't think that's a majority of the population. And, there's sort of middle group that we can persuade. And I think that's what we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again.
And I think those are the people, as you say, the truth is resonating with them, and you can have a conversation with them, and, and that's what needs to happen, is we need to reason together and come out of this in such a way that we, the people, are stronger as a result of what's been done to us, that we not allow our liberties to be usurped by such an oppressive, form of government that we've been exposed to here. So every moment can be a teaching moment. As I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And my hope and takeaway out of this whole deal is that the American people have experienced, these measures from, all the lockdowns and, flattening the curve and flattening our economy and the devastation that's taken place. And that there's some key takeaways, from this that are win-win after everything is said and done. I think, probably America needed to up its game when it came to, some hygiene, washing hands and, being mindful of a person and getting too close to them. One of the effective things we've been able to do, Phil, is we've all but taken the flu out of out of our country. The flu isn't, if for all intents and purposes, is non-existent right now. It's all about COVID, it no mostly, flu numbers, right?
It mostly disappeared in the whole world. So I'm not sure that that had so much to do with the behavioral changes as it did, but there was just a more dominant virus that sort of crowded it out. So
exactly.
We'll see if it comes back.
More from Phil after this. Stay with us.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, our conversation with Phil Kirpin continues, the president of American Commitment, as we're talking about these COVID lockdowns and breaking down the numbers. Phil, off the air, we were talking about, people 65 and over right now have been vaccinated, because I thought it was about a third that had been, but obviously when it comes in, you break down demographically, numbers are really quite impressive. For 65 and over, you're saying 79, so we'll probably be up over 80% before the day's done, right?
As of last night, which is the last time the CDC updated, it was 79.6% of age 65 yeah. plus in the U.S. have had at least one vaccine dose. And so when they post today, it should go over 80. Florida's already over 80. You're at 80.6 mm-hmm. right now. And there's some states that are even up over 85. And so it varies mm-hmm. a little by state, but nationally, it's right around 80%. It should go over that mark today. And it's 63% have had the second dose. And the first dose, by the way, is much more significant than the second dose, because we've got some studies now that show that the protection with just the first dose is about 80%, and then it goes up over 90% mm-hmm. with the second. But you're talking about a right. very high level of protection even from the first dose, although the first 7 or 10 days after you get it, you still want to be extremely careful with potential exposures, because mm-hmm. your immune system may be reacting to the vaccine. They may make you
exactly
susceptible to potential infection. So right. you do want to be very careful right after you get it, but then you have a pretty good level of protection. And the numbers in the broader population are climbing now also. So the 18-plus, we're now at 47.6% of the 18-plus population with at least one dose in the U.S. So that'll go over 50 probably in the next few mm-hmm. days. And, you know, that's a level where if you assume that, you know, 20 or 30% of the population have probably had the virus, and there's going to be
exactly.
overlap, unfortunately, but that's the level where you get around 50%, and then you start talking about another 20 or 30 having had the virus, we're pretty close to the level where it's not going to be an epidemic anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll still be there, but it's
right.
going to be more like a regular kind of background endemic level.
Like a flu thing. Yeah, exactly. Phil, I'd asked you, again, speaking of the people that have had COVID, do we have a solid number on that in terms of who has had COVID? And, the CDC publishes some numbers, but do we have a solid number that we can stand on regarding the number of people who have actually had COVID who are now immune as a result of the natural process?
The CDC estimate hasn't been updated in 3 months. The last time they did that estimate was January 15th, and they had it at 83 million total infections. So you have to assume that with 3 more months, and some of those months were very high levels of infection, and February and March, you have to think it's well over 100 million now. So, but I don't know why they haven't updated that in 3 months, unfortunately, Bill. So I don't have a good answer to that.
But you brought up a good point. We were talking about Israel. I mean, there's so much that we can learn from Israel, and why we ignore, a critical ally and partner that, on so many levels, you're so grateful for that nation. Some people don't really want to consider that the hand of God and divine providence is all over that country. And the creativity and ideas they come up with are just so extremely practical, especially when it comes to managing COVID. Tell our audience what they do.
Well, they've almost completely eliminated the disease. They've got it down to very, very low levels. They were getting over like 8,000 or 9,000 cases a day in their peak in early January, and they did the world's leading mass vaccination campaign, and they're now getting like 100 or 200 cases a day, something like that. So they were getting 8,000 or 9,000. Now they're getting 100 or 200. So it's hard to argue that that's one of the most successful models. And what they did that's really different mm-hmm. than what we've done is they did not vaccinate people who had immunity from a natural infection. So in fact, they had a screening process. They tested people. If you had been infected, they did not give you the vaccine, but they kept the mm-hmm. statistics. And so, you see these numbers of, X percent of people have immunity in Israel. That's a combined number. They add the vaccinated mm-hmm. number to the number of people with natural immunity to get that number. And, there are a lot of benefits of doing it that way. Number one, you don't waste vaccine on people who don't need it. And so
exactly.
it puts farther if you're only using it in the people who need it. Number two, most of the bad vaccine responses we've seen, people who really get sick, it's people who did have prior infections, because you're sort of, you're adding another, you know, sort of, an, you're hitting up a body that's already been hit once before when it had the natural.
Exactly. Yeah. If it wasn't bad enough the first time, let's do it a second time here.
You can avoid a lot of those adverse events, if you screen and don't vaccinate the people who already had, the illness. And so it's a better way to do it. I don't know why we haven't done it that way. Excuse me, in this country, unfortunately. But for whatever reason, our recommendations here have been to have everyone to do it. And, you know, the incentive effects that we've set up are such that even people who had the, even people who have natural immunity want to go get the vaccine also because they want to be able to go to sporting events or concerts or wherever, you know, whatever else is requiring the proof of vaccination. Because unfortunately, as far as I know, none of those passport programs are accepting immunity from natural infection.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, and I mentioned to you, I was to fly to Hawaii, and because, you know, here I am, I'm naturally immune, but I still have to take there's two tests, the PCR, and that's the one that the government of Hawaii wants you to take. And there's the rapid test. Rapid test is about, I guess, about 85-90% valid there. And I, you know, I got COVID, as I mentioned. I went in after I was clear. I was, you know, no problems. It was very minor. It was like I had a very minor cold. That was about it. And, you know, so I go in for the PCR test, and it says, no, you're positive. And I think, wow, this is, you know, 3 weeks, three and a half PCR weeks afterwards.
The PCR can show positive up to 12 weeks, even though we've never found infectious replication-capable virus more than 10 days after symptom onset.
Right.
And for most people, it's gone after about 5 days from symptom onset. And so we've got a mismatch between this test that is being so widely used and the actual duration of, you know, infectious...
of contagion,
contagion. And so it's a big problem. Right. It's a big problem. You know, something like, you know, at one point last summer where, you know, we had had that big spring wave and there really hadn't been much of a summer wave in some of these places, the New York Times, of all places, did a story, and they found that something like 90% of all of the PCR positives in the states they were able to get data for, which I think were Nevada, Massachusetts, and New York, if I remember correctly, they found about 85 to 90% were not infectious of the PCR positives. Now, I've seen more recent studies that have the number at something like 50 or 60% are not infectious. And so obviously it depends, you know, sort of where you are. If the infection's running wild in an area, you're going to get a lot more of the positives that are current. If you're sort of after a big wave, then a lot more of them are going to be sort of remnants. But these tests are not properly calibrated, and they're not answering the question that most people want answered, which is not, you know, is there any remnant of virus in your body, but rather, you know, currently infected.
Well, what I had to do was I went and took a rapid test 2 days later. Rapid test said I was negative. Had a blood test to take a look at the antigens and the antibodies, which my doctor came back and said, yeah, you're protected. You've got them. But you can't take that report and get on Hawaiian Airlines because they're only looking at the PCR test. And like you said, you know, it could be, I've heard as much as 2 months before it actually clears because
12 weeks. So
12 weeks. Okay. So we'll.
Yes, it could be. Yeah.
Okay. And part of the problem you have in all this, Phil, is because of the misinformation, too much narrative flying around out there, you know, saying we're supposed to believe in the science and the science has been all over the place. I mean, people are still, you know, still trying to figure out, do I wear a mask, not wear a mask, you know. What do you say?
I say don't wear a mask if you've been vaccinated or previously infected. And wear it only if you can be careful never to touch the outside and to keep it sealed to your face and everything like that, otherwise, which very few people can actually do. So I think there's almost no
for
most people, unfortunately.
Well, maybe that'll be one of the things that we decide afterwards, especially when you realize the size of the virus versus what a mask can hold back. I mean, it's really silly when you're talking the size of a virus, what being something like 10 microns or whatever, however they measure it, and the mask, the best they can do is about 30. So
yeah,
it's like a, you know,
up the, it mostly it just goes around it because they're not sealed.
Yeah.
And so it,
exactly. Bill Kirpin, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month. Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday, the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fire, the fight, your goal. You come so far, keep going. Here comes the call.
Bill Martinez.
Those coughs and just goes on and on, you know, in Radioville, you're supposed to have a cough that maybe is 2 seconds and you're on the other side of it. I'm exampling a cough that's extending its welcome, lasting over 30 seconds, so forgive me. And through this, welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here just coughing his way through the final segments of the show today. And back with us is Bruce Boyce. As you recall, we talked with Bruce last year about his book, Cold Comfort, One Man's Struggle to Stop the Illegal Marketing of Powerful Opioid Drugs and Save Lives. It was incredibly insightful, and we had to have him back. And, in fact, I told him, I said, Bruce, you've got to come back, and I'm sorry it took so long to do it, Bruce. But, hey, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here with us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Well, the opioid crisis in America isn't going away anytime soon. And I would think that based on what we're seeing with the policies at the southern border, the cartel, boy, I'll tell you, they're looking at this opportunity that the Biden administration has given to them as, boy, a windfall profit when it comes to, transporting opioids in this country.
I was listening to another podcast, and a sheriff in one of the points of entry mentioned that they estimated $14 million made in a week by the cartel. Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing. I mean, so there's a lot of money that's flying. I mean, you know, this whole thing, I mean, I've said all along, in some sense, it's an HR opportunity, a human resource opportunity, because here they've got all this massive humanity coming down, and the coyotes are, you know, they're calling them out. Okay, this one here is good for, you know, sex trafficking. Oh, this could be a drug mule here, so we'll move this young man over. I mean, and they're maximizing this opportunity. And when you're talking about the dollars that they're getting, anywhere from, I don't know, I've heard numbers from $1,500 all the way up to $40,000 plus, especially for those that are coming in from Europe, because we don't know who's crashing the border. We really do not have a handle on that whatsoever. And it doesn't seem like the Biden administration cares much about that.
Well, and then there's a secondary front with that, is that if you can't handle $40,000, let's say, what do you do? Mm. Well, you become enslaved. Then you right. are a mule for the drug cartel in the U.S. or whatever you want to do. Mm. And that brings us back to the fentanyl product, doesn't it? Illegal mm-hmm. manufacturing of fentanyl right. product.
Right. Yeah, you're talking indentured servitude, which all these people coming in are, I mean, because not all of them can afford the money. And what we're told is the cartels are better at with data and information on all these people that are traveling. They've got them well documented, because they see that as income, and that money is tied back to the parents back in the homeland. So if these kids don't perform, they're going to get a knock at the door from their, you know, their local cartel.
Right, and the horrible thing about all this, it's a shame that we can't chew gum and talk at the same time. It's a shame that we can't mm-hmm. keep track of the opioid crisis and what's going on, and still do some other preventive medicine for our citizenry. You know, 2019 we had 71,000 opioid overdoses. In 2020 it jumped up to 81,000 plus. So you know, in 2021, we're going to be higher than the 81,000.
Now, what is exacerbating these overdoses? I mean, we've heard different stories, so update our audience on, you know, these overdoses. What is the trigger here?
I think a lot has to do with anxiety and depression over mm-hmm. over, especially for 2021. If those mm-hmm. numbers are beyond 81,000, I think you can definitely add the citizenry of anxiety and depression from what went on with the COVID-19 and the lockdowns and what people went through in their lives, whether they lost mm-hmm. their jobs or their homes or those things, which I'm familiar, being a whistleblower, what you go through and what that takes out of you and your family.
Yeah, I mean, for you, my goodness, almost 20 years, 17, 18 years of hell and what have you, in stepping forward to be a whistleblower, you're, you know, very successful working for a pharmaceutical company, and you realize the very people that you're working for are doing things that basically are illegal.
Yes. And as I had mentioned before, I really wasn't looking to be a whistleblower. I was just trying to correct the illegal off-label of marketing of the company at the time of fentanyl product, which I think most people look at the pharmaceutical industry that they sort of initiated the opioid crisis with marketing off-label illegally the fentanyl products, whether that's Actiq or whether that was Duragesic with Johnson & Johnson or Substis that was with Insys company.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of this illegal fentanyl that they put out into the market, and so this was throughout the pharmaceutical industry, not just with the company that you were working with?
No, exactly. Bill, you had Duragesic that was being marketed. You had Purdue with OxyContin, and, you know, anybody can pick up a paper and see that they're still fining them for their off-label marketing practices. Look, as far as the pharmaceutical industry, there are some great things that they do. The vaccination probably is, it could be considered one of those. They pulled together, the scientists worked together and did a pretty good job. The Pfizer vaccination is very effective, and so is the Moderna. The Johnson & Johnson is running into some problems, but it only does about 5% of the total vaccinations. So it doesn't even look like a bump in the road. So it looks like it's a win-win for America and also the vaccination and maybe even the world. So that's a positive thing. But the pharmaceutical industry, you're going to have some rogue companies and some bad companies do some illegal things. And that was the opioid crisis. And that's how it started, with these different companies selling their drug off-label, which is illegal. A physician can write off-label. That's legal. It's just that the company cannot promote that.
Well, and when you say they can't promote it, how were they doing this when they were doing this, in a sense, for lack of a better word, kind of offering a generic alternative? Is that fair?
How that was done was that it was misleading information that, for example, the drug wasn't, it was a very effective drug, the fentanyl product at the time, but it wasn't addictive. You're not going to run into problems. They misled the physician in its safety profile. And so that's illegal. And if you get physicians then to do a CME, which is a continuing medical education program, that they train the physician then to talk to the peer group, physician to physician, about how to prescribe and how to handle the drug. And then what you have is that you have a whole marketing campaign that promotes the drug in areas that the drug is not indicated for by the FDA. For example, low back pain, migraine patients. You know, if you look up fentanyl products or any opioid, it's a contraindication for a migraine patient to have that as a rescue med. So that's what I mean by illegal marketing.
Right, exactly. Well, we're talking with Bruce Boyce. His book of last year, Cold Comfort, One Man's Struggle to Stop the Illegal Marketing of Powerful Opioid Drugs and Saves Lives. He says, look, this is not going away tomorrow. I mean, this still is a crisis that we're in the middle
of. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, we're coming back at you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Bruce Boyce continues. Bruce is the author of Cold Comfort. Tells a story in his book. He's telling the story how to stop the illegal marketing of powerful opioid drugs and save lives. As he says, the opioid crisis in America isn't going away anytime soon. In fact, the recent pandemic has contributed to the highest opioid overdose death rate. Our most vulnerable populations, such as those with substance use disorder, they need our help more than ever. As the nation faces record-breaking unemployment, increased uncertainty, anxiety, and poverty. And he's here to talk about, as he mentioned earlier, 81,000 Americans dead in a year from opioids. Bruce, just as a summary, remind everybody how we got here.
How we got here is in the early 2000s, the pharmaceutical industry. There's some companies that had fentanyl products or opioids products that they promoted off-label, which is illegal. And obviously they bought a cheap orphan drug and for 10, 20 million and then made $1 billion out of the drug. And so if you look at the newspapers and look at Purdue and OxyContin or Cephalon and Actiq, or Johnson & Johnson and Duragesic, or Insys that sold Substance. All those are the same stories in what those companies were doing.
Mm-hmm. And these are all opioid-related product, right?
Correct.
I mean, we say fentanyl. Fentanyl, opioid, a bit synonymous, right?
Right. It's a synthetic opioid. Fentanyl, is, yes.
Mm. Right, exactly. Okay, so we have 81,000 died of opioid overdoses. You would think, I mean, here we're looking at numbers, monitoring numbers so closely about COVID, that even from, you know, some sort of damage control, that the pharmaceutical companies would have come together and said, hey, look, we got to do something about this. What has taken them so long to come up with a solution? Or is it just the greed and the desire for the amount of money, as you say, the profit? I mean, you put in, you know, a couple million, you're making billions of dollars here. I can see where the greed can override their conscience and reason.
That's correct. And what has occurred now, it's evolved, hasn't it? So in the beginning, those companies sold illegally those products off-label. But now what you have is that you have drugs coming in through the border that are illegally manufactured, China, Mexico, and are feeding the addiction craze that's going on in America with the fentanyl product. And really, the drug dealers are adding fentanyl to heroin and cocaine to increase the euphoria when the user doesn't know that fentanyl's on board. And so you're getting a lot of increased overdoses, and I'm sure that 2021 number may even approach 100,000 overdose deaths, unfortunately.
So how we know of opioids in a general sense being very addictive. And generally, when I speak with anybody who's been who's taken opioids, it's first given to them by a doctor, and then they hit that limit, and they say, okay, time to stop prescribing it. And it's almost like they're forced in a cold turkey situation. So that takes them to the street. And when they go to the street, to your point, they don't know what's in that drug. There may be opioids. There may be some other things that it's tainted with. And not to mention the fact that, you know, we're not even getting a solid measure here from people who are doing business so illegally. I mean, it's one thing even in our own country where you got pharmaceuticals doing things illegally, but there's probably still some standards that they try to hold to in terms of the measurement and what's actually in the pill, right?
Correct. Correct. And it just it has multiplied such a huge factor now that, you know, you're going to have some real problems with it. We just need to do we have problems with this, but we need to do a better job. And I mean, from a patient advocacy point of view, where we inform the population maybe a little better education wise about how dangerous the fentanyl products are, maybe even to do a more responsible prescribing, to reduce the amount that it's out on the street, and also with the FDA and their policing of the product like that. And not to mention hopefully a better job of it not coming through the border as well.
Well, it is complex, and there's many layers to this, and certainly the education part in making people aware of what's going on, because meanwhile, I mean, they probably know some of these people, you know, that have died. You know, we know birds of a feather stick together, so there's probably, you know, some relationship here. They're reading about it and thinking, oh, gosh, you know, am I playing, you know, Russian roulette here by going out and dealing with a street merchant, right?
Right. And you know, the CDC has released information as far as to try to reach out to those people, people that are misusing opioids that they know of and to try to have access to care. And they're trying to do all that. But you also have, and most people, I don't think your audience knows that there's an anti-fentanyl vaccine that is not widely understood or used. But you don't hear a lot of that. You hear a lot of, Narcan or naloxone that's being used for the overdoses for those patients. And you don't hear about the others. So there's a lot of things that's what I mean by a better job. We can actually do a better job if we focus on the patient care.
Exactly. And this is what is lost so often. And I'm glad you brought that up, Bruce, is that, you know, because I'm always, you know, when we're dealing with problems, I'm always asking, okay, what's the end game here? And if the objective in this particular case, as you just stated, is patient care, boy, it really alters the trajectory and the solutions, doesn't it?
Oh, sure does. Sure does. Sure does.
So what do you recommend? I mean, as far as, you know, you brought up some good points here. I mean, we got people addicted. I mean, we know that with heroin, for example, there's things like methadone that can help them manage the addiction that they, when it comes to heroin, probably have for the rest of their lives. Is opioid a bit the same way? I mean, is it a life sentence? Is it something that you're always addicted to?
Well, first of all, it has to be approached in a multi-organizational way, because of the complexity of the crisis. In other words, you have to have citizen organizations and advocates to help you and help government It can't be just one aspect of it. You have to have the federal working with the local as well, because you need the addiction centers, you need the local places that have the products that they could use to reverse overdoses, but also to get those patients into treatment centers for their addiction. But you've got to have mm-hmm. all that organized, and you all can't be fighting with each other.
Right. Exactly. Right.
You have to work together on a multiplicative mm-hmm. levels so that it works for the American citizen.
Well, exactly. And when some of these big organizations are more concerned about legal liability, then we've abandoned, you know, our objective here, and that's patient care. You know, because in some cases, I mean, you could even go and say, hey, the government's been lax in allowing this to come through. I mean, there's a lot of complicity here beyond, you know, the pharmaceuticals. And, you know, and the fact that when it comes to patient care, we're all involved, aren't we? I mean, you know, from the patient and every, you know, pharmaceutical or even doctor that participated in this. You know, that they, you know, like you said, all hands on deck to participate in the solution.
And we need to approach that in all our problems to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
We need that kind of cooperation and that attitude to be able to work together to be able to do that, because you're not going to tackle an opioid crisis like this with those numbers increasing like that without all, as you said, Bill, with all hands on deck.
Exactly. Well, like you said, we're at 81,000 dead. This is in the 12 months ending May of last year. We could be looking at 100,000, especially in light of the continuing battle, this war with COVID that we've gone through. And oh, as if that's not enough, let's open up our southern gates and see the you know, the deliverance of more, you know, fentanyl coming across the border.
Correct, correct. And you know,
this is an ugly prescription for success. I mean, this is just, I mean, you know, I know people talk often about the perfect storm, but, you know, it's like this is the perfect storm of stupidity, isn't it?
Yes. And here's the predictive factor that I hate to leave your audience with. But if you have 2019, 71,000, 2020, 81,000 opioid overdoses, and 21 higher than that. What's happening to patients with cardiovascular disease? What's happening with patients with preventive cancer measures that we're not being attentive to during this COVID-19? There's a lot of other things going on here that are mm-hmm. concerning that we just don't hear, or we're taking our eyes off the ball.
Could you imagine being on the front line, what our doctors, nurses, first responders, you know, for these particular issues, what they're dealing with? I mean, can you say being overwhelmed, Bruce?
Oh, absolutely being overwhelmed. And I don't think the citizenry realize what kind of heroes they are.
No, exactly. Well, good point. We'll leave that final thought for our audience to chew on for quite a while. Bruce Boyce, thank you so much for being back with us. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.